Welcome back to another episode of the Unstoppable Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Shawn Michael Crane. Let's fucking go. Hey, you guys, check it out. If you haven't subscribed to the channel, both on Spotify, Apple, all major platforms, and on YouTube, do me a favor. Go there right now, subscribe, share this channel. I need you guys to support, right? I want to grow this message. I want to share this message with as many people as possible because I know it can change lives, but I can't do it alone. I need your help. We're going to change the world together. So do me a favor, share, like, subscribe, post on your Instagram, Facebook, tag me in it. I'd greatly appreciate it. So today in this episode, what I want to share with you is some hacks that have helped me with my mindset, with my productivity, with being more organized, with utilizing my time to the fullest each and every day. Now, the busier you get when you have kids, when you're married, when you have a business, when you have employees, the busier you get, the more efficient that you need to be. Right? If you're inefficient, it's going to lead to lackluster results and it's not going to go over well with the people in your life, right? What I mean by that is if you're at work all day long and you're coming home burnt out and you're not spending time with your wife and kids, you're going to hear about it. Or you might not. And then later on down the road, you're going to look at all these wasted years, all this time that you didn't spend with your family. All of a sudden your kids are grown up and you're like, damn, that happened fast. I talked to so many guys who are like, man, those years flew by. I wish I would have spent more time with my kids. Don't be that guy. Or you're not efficient at work and you're wasting time. You're actually on TikTok and Instagram and YouTube when you should be doing something related to lead generation or marketing or sales or training and leading your team, right? Or you're making excuses and you're skipping out on the gym and you're eating shitty food. Like, there's so many areas in life that we need to focus on, and it becomes more and more difficult the busier you get. The more that you stack on your plate, the harder it is to balance all those plates. So I want to share with you in this episode some things that I do help me be very efficient and laser focused each and every day. The first thing is using a calendar. And I like to use a digital calendar because what do you carry everywhere that you go? Your phone. So if you have your phone and you have Google Calendar, there's no excuses why you're missing appointments, why you're late, or why you're not organized. It's as simple as using Google Calendar and mapping out and planning your day and weeks ahead of time so you know what's coming. I literally know what's on my calendar 4 Tuesdays from now. I know what the whole day looks like. Sure, things could change, appointments could be rescheduled, but I have an understanding of what that day looks like. So every night, what I do before I go to sleep, before I put my phone away, I look over the following day. That just gives me, you know, some focus, and it gives me, you know, that mental intention as to what that day looks like. It's so much easier to get up and crush your day when you know what's coming. Do you have a bunch of calls? Do you have a gap during the middle of the day? Are you traveling? Like, what's going on? Set those mental intentions, and I'm telling you, you're going to be way more focused going into your day. Now, something that coincides with that is your morning routine. Now, I don't want to wake up in the morning and then have to look at my phone and figure out what my day is looking like. I want to do that the night before, so I wake up ready to go. I know what time I'm waking up. I know what that first hour of the day looks like, and then I know what work-related activities there are. Every morning when I get up, I have a little time to myself, and then I go crush a workout. That gets me in a peak performance state, right? It melts away any stress, any mental clutter or fatigue, and it gets me laser focused and energized to go and crush my day. So knowing what's to come by having things mapped out on Google Calendar and then having a morning routine that sets the tone for the day is key. Now, the next thing I want to talk to you about is do not disturb on your phone. Now, when you're at work or when you're doing something that needs your focus, give it all of your focus. Don't be checking your phone. Don't be looking at Instagram stories. Don't be multitasking, because multitasking is a good way to be inefficient at two things. Monotask, focus on the one thing in front of you and pour all your energy and focus into that thing. So I use Do Not Disturb on my phone when I'm on all my coaching calls, when I'm writing content, when I'm on my laptop doing some work. Whatever I'm doing, I want to be focused on that. And what you'll find is you'll get the work done quicker and you'll be more efficient because you're not distracted and you're not trying to do multiple things at once. If you're not using these simple little hacks, then you're going to be less organized, less efficient, and less productive as time goes on. Now, something else I want to share with you guys. Are you reflecting on your day? Like at night when you're just sitting there before bed and you're falling asleep, are you just watching TV? Are you on your phone? Are you actually thinking about how you lived that day and how you impacted the people's lives around you? For me, I always do a moral inventory and I give myself a score from 1 to 10. 1 is the worst day it could have been. 10 is the best day. And I give myself a score and I ask myself, why did I give myself that score? What did I do or not do that makes me feel that way? Like if I'm a 7 out of 10, why? Where did I come up short? Why was it not a 10 out of 10 day? So in order to have a 10 out of 10 day, first of all, you have to know what that actually looks like. Do you know what a 10 out of 10 day looks like given your roles, your responsibilities, right? Are you a parent? Do you have children, right? Are you married? Do you have a business? Like, what are the roles and responsibilities and the things you need to do to have a 10 out of 10 day? Did you go to the gym? Did you eat clean? Like, what are your goals, right? So when you focus on having a 10 out of 10 day and you're doing that moral inventory every night, then whatever you did or did not do to the best of your ability, you bring that awareness into the next day. And my mindset is, if I didn't do something today, I'm damn sure not going to repeat that mistake again tomorrow. Like, if I got home late and I just wasn't focused and my kids were trying to talk to me and, you know, I was talking to my wife and I was distracted with my phone or something that I regret the next day, I'm going to think about that. And the reason I do this moral inventory is because I go into that day with it on my mind. I'm not going to repeat that mistake again. I'm going to have a 10 out of 10 day. Like, I use that as motivation, right? These are all mental tricks and hacks that I utilize to pique my awareness around what's important in life and how I want to show up day in and day out. So if you don't have a plan, if you're not utilizing Google Calendar, if you're not just putting your phone on silent or do not disturb, like, do you really want to crush it in life? If you're not reflecting and reviewing your day, do you want to adjust and make improvements, or do you want to keep repeating the same mistakes? Like, it's that simple and straightforward. Now, the last thing I want to share with all of you listening is, do me a favor. Go on your phone right now and see what is getting the most of your time each and every day. What app are you using? How much time are you on your phone on average? I want you to look at those numbers and percentages and ask yourself, is this worth my time every day? Is this phone or is this stuff that I'm doing leading to me being a better person? Is this leading to me making money, growing my business, creating opportunities? Or is this just idle time, wasted time? Is this all entertainment? And do I need that much entertainment? I want you to hear my voice every day, okay? Listen to this. This is what I used to ask myself in prison. And I want you to hear my voice in your ears, in your fucking mind every day when you're doing anything and everything. Is this the best use of my time? Is this right now the best use of my time? I want you to hear my voice every day when you're watching those TikTok videos, when you're on YouTube, when you're mindlessly scrolling on your phone, when you're dicking around and wasting time. I want you to hear my voice. Is this the best use of my time? If the answer is no and you continue to do it, you don't fucking care about your goals, you don't care about your family as much as you say you do, and you're not going to achieve the things you want in life. You have to be disciplined. In those moments when that voice pops into your ears and it asks you, is this the best use of my time? You better change your behavior to ensure that it is the best use of your time and you're maximizing your day. These days start to add up and the compounding effect is real. In 5 years from now or 10 years from now, is your life gonna be supremely better because you had that awareness in the moment and you changed your behavior and you got on course? Or is your life be the same or maybe worse because you wasted all these days, you weren't laser focused, and your actions showed that you don't really care about who you're becoming and the impact you have on people around you? Look, you guys, I'm gonna change the world and I need your help to do so, okay? I need you guys to show up each and every day. I need you to pay attention to what I'm saying. I need you to remember these words. Is this the best use of my time? Let's fucking go.